make the decision to come forth? Don't you think you can rely on that having been a good decision?
Yes.
Sometimes you get here and you say, I'm sure that I could have done better. And we say, not from the vantage point you had. You saw this as the promise of what you were looking for. It's sort of a flimsy analogy, but it makes the point. It's sort of like if you were a really, really, really good tennis player, would you find as your opponents people who you could always beat and beat badly? Or would you be looking for those who were also good, maybe even better than you, knowing that they would evoke improvement from you? And as this excellent tennis player, isn't that what you want? But there are a lot of people who feel that they aren't winning at life that say, no, I didn't want to excel, I just didn't want to fail. And so then they say, I'm sure that I should have been born in Malibu. I would not have chosen this place.
First, I'd like to say there is so much love here for you. Is there a way, you say we can create anything we want.
We say you are creating everything that you want. How soon you allow it into your experience is up to you. Your vortex is full of what you've created. We see it. It's real. It's vivid.
And can we also create the crack of least resistance?
Well, that's what allowing is. It's just a crack of least resistance. The art of allowing and the crack of least resistance are the same thing. Allowing, resistance. Absence of resistance is allowing. Absence of allowing is resistance.
And then when you have your stream moving very fast and you hit that proverbial wall, it sort of beats up on your body.
Well, what we would say, we've been saying for a while, and we like the analogy, if you're going 100 miles an hour and you hit a tree, it's a bigger problem than if you're going 5 miles an hour and you hit a tree. But the problem isn't the speed with which you are going, the problem is the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what releasing resistance is about, is releasing the trees. And then, because you don't want to go slow and not hit trees, that's no fun, you know too much. You want to go fast. You want to go fast and maneuver around the trees, duck over the trees.
And so can you give us some ideas of what it will be like as this presence is more and more in our life?
Well, it's all we talk about.
I know.
In other words, what more do you want? What are you getting at? How would it feel? What would it feel like if I were releasing resistance?
Sometimes I feel schizophrenic because there's like two.
Well, it feels like relief every single time. Mm-hmm. Every time you release a little resistance, you feel a little relief. So Esther's become addicted to focus wheeling because she just loves it. It's like she's scouring the planet for little things to worry about. And then she keeps a list of them in her pocketbook, and then every morning she does a focus wheel because she loves the ride that releasing resistance gives her. She says, First I cleaned up my own vibration, now I'm cleaning up the energy of the whole planet.
That would be good.
So it's like interest. It's like, oh, isn't that interesting? It's the feeling of enthusiasm. It's the feeling of energy movement. It's a feeling of euphoria. But most important, it's a feeling of relief. Because if you're not somewhere, you see, when you're hanging around somewhere between optimism and which is even less resistance than hope. There's hope, and then there's optimism. There's relief, and there's knowing, love, and appreciation, and joy, and all of that. When you're hanging around in that vibration, it doesn't take much to move you into the vortex completely, but it also doesn't give you much of a buzz. It's much more of a buzz to be in frustration or overwhelmment or anger about something and then feel that lift off of you. And so the feeling of relief is what you're reaching for. And the thing that Esther and others have begun to discover is that there is a marked feeling of relief in going from despair to anger. There's an obvious feeling of relief going from anger into frustration. There's really a obvious feeling of relief of going from doubt to hope. But once you're in that range of hope and love and appreciation,